our heads came up. I looked at little Alfred, and he looked at me. He giggled. I didn't. If I had anywhere as much cake on my face as he did, fellers, I was in trouble. It's hard to deny the crime when you're wearing the evidence. Sally Mae's face turned red. She grabbed a rake and started towards us in what you might call an angry walk. Long, sharp steps. At a glance, I could see that this was going to be another misunderstanding between me and Sally Mae. She didn't understand about the giant rattlesnake, or me protecting her baby, or the wonderful relationship me and little Alfred had built up. She probably thought I was in her yard, eating her cake. And she might have even suspected me of flattening her iris bed. I hated to walk out on little Alfred, but I had a pretty good idea which one of us was gonna get the rake used on him.
You've ruined my cake, you hound! Get out of this yard and my flowers!
Just as I suspected, I tucked my tail and started slinking away. When she throwed the rake at me, I slank no more. I ran. I had solved the case of the giant rattlesnake. You might even say it had been a piece of cake. But consider the price of success. My reputation was now in shambles.